welcome to another edition of the Latin Babble Show. It is a new week. I am here today with my Tela Tigera.
Happy Monday, yo.
And Ms. Rocky.
Woohoo. Thanks again for joining us.
Man, we had an interesting weekend of all kinds of celebrity mayhem. The first thing that's on the plate is Ellen DeGeneres is apparently not so generous. You guys have heard the information, right? She's actually under investigation.
Wow. What does she? Wow. I know that she had some issues at the. I had seen some headlines about having issues at the workplace. Also, there was a robbery in her house, too, from what I see, too. There was, like, a few days ago, they said something about her house being burglared. So, I don't know, but can you elaborate? Come on, tell me.
Well, she's under investigation because, and we've heard this for a while now, apparently she's an asshole. So, she actually mistreats her people that work with her assistants. They've got producers coming forward, and you know how it is. People don't speak out loud and so forth, but some of them are now starting to, you know, voice their opinion publicly. And now they're an investigation that's taking place by Warner Brothers, the TV group, the distribution group. Warner Media is actually taking place. You know, it came out through BuzzFeed. Variety's reporting on it now. So apparently now 10 former employees who said they faced racism, bullying, intimidation. Wow. And it's like the latest string of the like negative stories that she's had over the past 6 months. Anything from being demeaning to some of the people that she's worked with, you know, assistants and so forth. It's probably going to crush down her entire like persona because, you know, Ellen's like this bubbly person, does this little dance and coming down a thing. And apparently while she's doing that, she's making everybody else's life a living hell.
So she's like Don Francisco, Fosado Gigante.
Exactly. Yeah, she's apparently really, really, really hard to work with or hard to work for. Now, mind you, we're talking about former employees. We don't know, you know, obviously the investigation is going to have to like come up to a conclusion as to whether or not it's okay or did or whether it happened, didn't happen. But just the fact that it's been, you know, coming out for months now, we're talking about like 6 months. I've been hearing, oh, Ellen's a jerk. Ellen's this, Ellen's that. And now there's an actual investigation because there's like 10 of them who are coming up with this, with these items. So, I mean, what are your thoughts, Ms. Rocky? What would you think about something like that? If you were working for somebody like Ellen and all of a sudden you started finding out this information.
I mean, my jaw's dropped. I didn't know. I hadn't heard anything about Ellen. I mean, I love Ellen. I really do. She's always, you know, helping our families, the community. And like you say, yeah. She's always this bubbly persona that everybody sees, but it, you know, is it really a facade? Is it just, and then she treats everybody else like shit? Like, maybe we need to get Twitch up in here. Because Twitch, you know, he's her DJ and dancer, and he seems to love the hell out of her. Got him from So You Think You Can Dance. So
yeah, apparently they're taking these stories very serious. They send out a statement. It's like, over the course of nearly two decades, 3,000 episodes, and employing over 1,000 staff members, we strive to create an open, safe, and inclusive work environment. It says, we are truly heartbroken and sorry to learn that even one person in our production family has a negative experience. It's not who we are. It's not who we strive to be. And it's not the mission Ellen has set for us. So it may not be her mission, but her mouth and her attitude seem to be catching up to her. So, I mean, but I don't know much about who she is. What's that?
One question. How does this happen? Like, who came out saying something? Because it just takes one person.
It takes, you know what? It takes one person. And then what will happen is it empowers others to turn around and, you know, decide, hey, you know what? That same thing happened to me. Or, I mean, you know, we can play a devil's advocate. Maybe, just maybe, these people are just as disgruntled employees. They're mad about getting, you know, fired or whatever it is, or that they were let go. And this is their way of saying, hey, you know what? They let us go. And so Ellen was a jackass. But
but you got to remember, in this field, in this kind of field, you can't go by... Remember, they're actors and actresses. They're performing. They're entertaining. We don't know what happens behind the scenes anywhere.
I don't know. I know some people are jerks. Like, I know, you know, my daughter's an actress, and from my understanding, they have some actors who they treat their personal assistants like crap, like absolute garbage. So I would not be surprised if, you know, Ellen had days where she came in and she was just ripping out all over the place, and you know, these people just got caught in the line of fire, maybe, and that's what seems to be coming out. But I'm interested to see, you know, what comes out of it, because I think Ellen is probably one of America's favorite people, at least their talk show, and a favorite person, because she's just so, you know, she comes off as so bubbly. So that's going to be an interesting, I'm looking forward
to it. Well, there goes her show.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know what? It might.
Yeah, she's
cancel culture.
Yeah. Oh, another cancel.
There goes her show, my friend.
Another cancel culture. She might be canceled. Did they turn around and they come out where, oh, yeah, you know what? These people all of a sudden want to turn around and get some type of compensation for that stuff. You know how it works. You know how it works.
Oh, yeah, you know that's coming. It's coming.
Right. Yeah, they'll be settling this shit.
Right, and it's like she has this whole, like, dynasty. Like, she's just, it's not the Ellen show. She's got the Game of Games, and she's, like, executive producer to all these other shows out there. I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, it's going to come crumbling.
Yeah.
I also feel like that some people, I also feel some people just let it go to their head, and they don't know when to stop, and they get out of hand, and here we go.
Yeah, and like I said, the opposite of that is maybe these people, you know, kind of sensitive. We can talk about that. Maybe some people, these were, you know, didn't like what they heard, and they were very sensitive about it, and they're going out, because we do have a sensitive generation. You can't tell them shit. So,
and if you work with a comedian, you need to have thick skin, my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then again, she wears a ton of makeup, so she has a lot of thick skin, too. So.
Oh, my God. I feel bad, man. I love Ella DeGeneres. She's so funny, bro.
Yeah, I like her, too. She's actually a really good talk show host, too. Like, her show is legit.
Her stand-up are amazing. I've cracked up hard on her stand-up. I wanted to see her stand-up, but that's going to go out the door now.
No, I mean, you know, like I said, some of these comedians end up doing stand-up and end up coming out better at the end. But we'll see what happens. I mean, they got to go through the investigation, all this. Warner Brothers isn't going to put their own name on the line. So you don't be surprised if it doesn't turn around and produce anything, because they don't want to be liable for any lawsuits. And then we got Britney Spears, who I guess a lot of people were having rumors where she was having issues with K-Fed. And, you know, K-Fed finally spoke out, saying, nah, he's not worried about her with the kids, because, you know, got a bunch of people with these Free Britney claims. And I have no idea what's going on. What is up with the Free Britney movement? Who knows?
I don't know anything about it. I haven't really heard anything about it, but he's not going to complain, because he's getting a nice child support every month. So I wouldn't be complaining either. He's getting $110,000 a month in child support.
Ms. Rocky, you know anything about it? Because I only know a little bit.
I haven't heard anything about Britney either. I mean, oh my God, it's just one of those days. I haven't heard anything about Ellen, nothing about Britney. But I do see, like, a lot of little stories about her on Instagram, and people are making fun of her. So is that has to do with anything?
I don't know. There's a whole movement talking about Free Britney. Apparently, she's her dad has a power of attorney over empire. And supposedly she's only allowed to get like a certain stipend out of it. That's how they take care of all of her bills, because she's apparently like reckless. Like, she doesn't know.
Yeah, after what happened. Stuff.
Yeah. So I think that they have a tight leash on it. But there's a lot of people who are really mad about that, because they think, oh, you know what? She's not the same Britney. Should we let her go? Let her, you know, be out in public. To me, it's kind of like Jurassic Park. Be careful what you free. You know?
But it's weird, because she was dating a hot guy and she was doing all right. Like, what happened? Like, this all must have happened through quarantine, because the last time I heard, she was out with this hot guy she was dating at the beach, chilling. She was doing shows in Vegas. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know what? But she did have a horrible breakdown. So I understand why they're concerned that maybe she would fall back into that, because, you know, people are losing their minds through this quarantine.
But I think that's when it happened, when he took power of attorney, her dad, when she shaved her head and went nuts down in California, whatever, in LA. Whatever.
Yo, shaved head Britney was crazy.
She lost it. These people have been in the limelight since they were kids. Haven't had a normal life.
She's been in there since Disney.
Yeah, a lot of them. Like Miley Cyrus is one of them too. It's a lot of them. Selena Gomez, Justin Timberlake, they've all been in this world and Justin Bieber since kids. Yeah. They don't know anything else.
Take a toll.
And this would affect. Yeah.
I mean,
like Drew Barrymore.
What's happened, right? Like what happened with Demi Lovato, too. But I mean, we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But she's another one also in the Disney line.
Yeah, she's another.
I used to love Kids Incorporated.
Disney kids seem to have issues. I mean, you see what happened to the people from like High School Musical and stuff like that. Zac Efron.
Oh my God, he's gotten so hot. Yes.
He's gotten out, but he's done like 15 rehabs. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, this brother
has
done
abs right now. That's
and I like his show though. His new show, Down to Earth or whatever it's called, it's actually really good.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Like, it's informative. Mike, if you're not the type of person who likes, just general knowledge stuff, but it's actually very, very educational and awesome. And talking about Demi, yeah, man, this is her 2-year anniversary after the overdose. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So
good for her. I'm very happy for her. He's a cutie too.
Yeah. Ooh, are you talking about the guy? The guy?
Yes. Good job, Demi. Good job.
Well, good job to him. He's the one that marries in.
Well, yeah, he marries in.
A nice ring
too. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She has an amazing body. She can sing. So.
Oh, she can't
sing.
Her national anthem was absolutely amazing, though. Her national anthem was absolutely amazing. I was actually very, very proud.
She did pretty good, yeah.
No, I mean,
have you guys ever heard her Hello rendition from Lionel Richie?
No.
No.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
I used to like that song in the summer. Girls in the Summer. Was it the summer? I used to love that song. What?
In the summer. Yes.
In the summer.
I'm actually like really proud of her though, because I mean it's it, but I had my issues with her for a long time because she was one of those people who like promoted this whole body health image and then was like overdosing or having relapses and having them left and right, and she kind of like contradicted everything that she was talking about being happy and this and that. And so I was really upset when she turned around and had the overdose, because I'm like, bro, who is like surrounding this chick? Like, why is nobody paying attention to her or making sure that they're aware that she's having these episodes where she's sitting there overdosing? And I was just really mad because I'm like,
she was hanging out with the wrong crowd for sure.
She was. She definitely was. And she's still hanging out with that crowd. I mean, if you're listening, fire those people, because you don't need to be around them. There's the type of people who enable, and there's the type of people who are sitting there and trying to pull the shit away from your hand. And they seem to be enabled because they were just hanging out with her and doing all kinds of mess with her.
It's sad that it had to get to the point that she would OD to get to this, to where she's at now, unfortunately.
I know, but hey, you know what? She's there though. I mean, I give her props. Yeah. Like, she pulled out of it. She looks healthy. You know, she was in that movie Eurovision. We mentioned it once before. She's funny now. She's got a great voice. Like, you can hear it. And
she's very pretty.
Oh, yeah. No, she's beautiful. But
Does she have Latino in her? I think she has Latino in her. Does she?
She has Mexican.
Yeah, she has Mexican.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Her name is Demetria.
Demetria Lovato.
Yes.
If you say it in Spanish, it sounds more, more Latino.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, awesome for her, man. The 2 years, 2-year anniversary, and now she's getting engaged, so she'll be married soon. So I'm pretty sure a bunch of men out there are crying because they thought they had a chance, but they really didn't.
But you know what? You know the story behind the guy she's engaged to, right?
I have no idea.
A long time ago, he posted that his dream woman, or that he would love to have, was Demi Lovato. Like, years ago. Like, I'm talking about, like, maybe in 2008 or something like that.
Wait, so he's the
Valderrama.
He's the one that's a realtor,
no,
right?
No, it was him. It was him. I looked it up. It was him.
Am I thinking of the same person? He's a real. He's like a mega realtor in LA.
No, he's not a realtor. He's like a beginning actor. He's done a little few things here and there.
So
he's not like
about?
A star.
Who
I
am
don't
I thinking
know.
About?
You know
guy
what's funny? They're funny. The story is that it's funny because their story is kind of like J-Lo's story. Like, A-Rod was like in love with J-Lo forever, mm-hmm. and he finally got her. So it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I still have hope.
Never know who's going to fall out of the sky onto your lap.
You think somebody out there was sitting there going, man, you know what? All I want to do one day is marry my
tigra. Yeah, I wonder what's up with her. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I think she's on the Latin Babbler show now. Hold on, let me call in.
As a cadabra.
Oh, my God.
Yo, next on the list. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, next on the list, Mike Tyson is boxing Roy Jones. You know that's going to be an incredible fight.
How do you think that? I wonder
how. I think it's ridiculous.
They're not even in the same weight class. Like, who's losing weight or who's gaining weight to turn around and fight this?
This reminds me of the George Foreman fight. Remember when he came out to fight again after like years of retirement? He was just jiggle through the whole thing.
This is what Mike Tyson is not George Foreman, though. I mean, come on.
I know, but it's just all these years. Come on, Mike Tyson has white hair now. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, to fight
with Holyfield or something.
They both do though. Roy Jones Jr. is old too. It's not like they're young.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just think
that this is like such an unfair match. Like Roy Jones Jr. was nowhere near Mike Tyson's build, so it's just I don't know.
Well, that's true.
When I asked Bojica about this, he said that it's an exhibition and they're not going to be landing like hard blows and this and that. It's more for show and tell. But I'm like, okay, then what's the purpose of the fight? Like, I want to see Tyson knock the hell out of Jones Jr. out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He hasn't even left that long.
Like, give me the 50 second Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and people are gonna pay $60 to watch it in pay per view for one knockout. Bing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just turn around and come in, like, dee, 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 and then just knock them. That's it.
At least we get to watch the before fights.
They don't matter though. Nobody's gonna be on that ticket. Everybody's gonna be like, okay, Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. are gonna be the major thing on that. So that's crazy though. I was actually interested in hearing about it. At first it was supposed to be Mike Tyson and I'm trying to remember who the other gentleman is.
His mama.
What?
No, not his mama. His mama would have whooped his ass.
I just don't want to see anybody biting anybody's ear off. That's it.
Bro, I'll never forget that day. I will never forget that day, yo. I think Mike it should Tyson's be him Holyfield.
Clean Mike fight above the belt. Come on. Hey. You know.
Maybe he slips and bites below the belt. Oh, that was
Lorena Bobbitt part two. Oh.
Right? Lorena se lo cortó. Se lo cortó. Mike Tyson be biting off. Oh, what happened? Roy Jones Jr. is now half a man, ladies and gentlemen. Half a man.
Lorena inspired me.
I just want to see the old Mike Tyson. You remember that guy? He was just like all weird and set off.
Because I'm gonna kick Roy Jones' ass.
You be like, I'm Mike Tyson. You stepping in with me, I'm gonna tell you out. I'm gonna eat your children. My defense is impregnable. I'm just gonna kill you. You're just like, oh shit. It's like, what is this? How would this be?
Oh my god.
Mike Tyson is crazy.
Hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious.
That is Mike Tyson was just crazy, man. And Taylor Swift is dropping another album. This is an indie album, which makes me wonder who she broke up with.
I'm gonna let you finish. Which one? Taylor Swift's got the best album of all time. I'm gonna let you finish.
But you know what? She broke up with him. She did. When she does albums like that, she broke up.
Every time she puts out an album, somebody was like the person who just got...
He's gone. Bye-bye. I think she's older than him, too.
Bro, people are asking. I think it's Joe Alwyn or something like that. Supposedly,
they broke up. From London. He's like an actor from London.
Come on. Anytime Taylor Swift... Other than Harry Styles, anytime Taylor Swift goes out with somebody, nobody knows who the hell
Taylor Swift and Kanye West just need to do a collaboration already and just get it over and done with. They'll make mega millions, billions.
I'm not a big fan of Kanye West. I'm sorry.
Neither am I. But I mean, just to put it out there.
I mean,
I remember when she was dating Calvin Harris.
Wait, what happened?
When she was dating Calvin Harris.
I don't remember who she was dating, man. Taylor Calvin be dating Harris. Everybody.
I went to a club and I was at the DJ booth. And Calvin Harris caught us, and he's looking at us, and we got kicked out because Taylor Swift is a jealous woman. She gets jelly. She doesn't like her men around other women. She's jealous. Yeah, she's jealous.
She got good music, though.
Yeah, she does have some music.
She does got some. Her beginning music was all like, 16-ish.
Bubblegum.
Yeah, bubblegum, sitting there.
Bubblegum drops.
Riding on the wheel while eating cotton candy type stuff. Yes, sir.
But you know what? They all start off like that. Like Britney started off like that. Christina Aguilera started off like that. I'm a genie in the bottle.
Britney came off strong. Britney came off like a schoolgirl fucking. Like Britney was not normal. Britney came out as in like everybody was looking at her as like jailbait.
Exactly. They start off with the bubble music.
No, not bubble music.
But she was half naked already in the video. What are you talking about?
Britney came out with
a horse and her long ass hair.
But the problem is that the new generation is less raunchier than our generation.
What? Are you kidding?
Nah, come on.
Nah, they don't show There's shit. No way. I'm telling you. Nah, they don't.
All the music that I'm hearing, come on, man. Our generation is like Nicki Minaj. You guys,
is it music?
Like, it's not even music.
Little Kim couldn't perform once because she had to pump her stomach. Come on, let's get real.
Okay, but that doesn't mean raunchy. That's just Little Kim's personal life. I'm talking about like who they are.
The raunchiness. Okay. You all want tonight. Yeah, eat my.
I got the magic.
But still, Taylor Swift came out with her horse and carriage and her freaking big old guitar with her long blonde hair, while Britney and Christina Aguilera were there with their stomachs all out, with their boobies all showing. And didn't you forget Christina Aguilera with
dirty? That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to say. That the new actresses are less sexy than when we were growing up. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I think it's worse, but okay.
I
think we're talking genres, though. I don't think we're talking artists. Yeah. So, I mean, if you go into like rock and you go into like indie, yes, maybe, yes, because you're talking about a totally different type of thing. But if you go into pop, into hip hop, no way. I mean, you got literally like...
worse now. Absolutely.
Selena Gomez has her moments, but she's always been very conservative. A lot of them are more conservative than when we were growing up, I believe.
The music is definitely more conservative. Category, though, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
The music is more conservative.
It depends on the genre. You're right. Yeah. It depends on the genre, but yes.
I do. I think
the music was crazy.
Hip hop has gone extreme. So hip hop, they've definitely gone extreme. There's not even debating that. So
what is the hip hop now? I don't understand it. I can't get
listen to it. No. Yeah. I'm more
now hip hop's a bunch of like, you know, young white guys with tattoos. So
Informer.
Is that even hip hop? I don't even think that was hip hop. Why do you always bring that one as an example?
I know, it's funny because I
white with there. Tattoos.
I think it's true. Look at that 69 dude or whatever his name is. I don't know. What's that guy?
Oh, 6x9, 69.
6x9, 69. I don't know. He's got
69.
69, 69x9 multiplied to the second power. And then he's got like all kinds of... The guy who went to jail for being a snitch.
Yeah, the one with the rainbow bright hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's what
the one who has the tattoos on his face? The one that has all the tattoos on his face? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what's the other guy? That's what you're talking about. And I'm trying to remember his name. I don't remember his name.
I know that he was all over the media. All over the media.
He's everywhere. He's in movies now and everything. Like, he's huge.
Tell you right now, now is the time to be in the entertainment, because now you have social media, you have memes, you get famous quick. Back in the day, there was no social media. I don't know how these artists made it.
I mean, you only get famous quick if you work really hard at it. So you got to put yourself.
Nowadays, bad news is still popularity. It's still fame. Look at the entanglement situation. That shit was all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, going back to Kanye. You know, I actually got a text from New Jersey, where I moved from, asking me to put Kanye on the ballot.
What?
What?
The tweet was like, I keep calling it a tweet. The text was like, hey, we want to get New Jersey or Kanye on the New Jersey ballot for this coming fall and so forth. I deleted that shit because I wasn't even going to deal with that.
Oh, those are beautiful texts that you get, right? I get those
to sign like a petition to try and get him on the ballot, because, you know, it's too late for him to get on it from a legal standpoint or whatever. So you got to like petition for him to come in.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Not going to do that. Yo, we talked about it last week, but I didn't touch on this. Apparently, Kanye thinks, well, he first wanted a divorce from Kim. That's like a big thing that's on Twitter now. Apparently, he's been asking for divorces and all kinds of stuff. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it's bipolar.
He's apologizing now.
He's apologizing now?
I'm sorry, Kim. I love you. Please forgive me.
You're going to have to, because, I mean, that family. But he says that he claims that he's the basis for the movie Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that movie was crazy.
Mental health. Mental health is a real serious thing, y'all.
But it's all over the place, man.
Hey, I believe
it. Get it together.
How do I feel? I don't want to hear him in a chair trying to get the hell out of that house, though.
Listen, I don't know, though. I mean, it's kind of scary, and I'm, like, scared for his children. Because, yeah, un poco más, he's going to go and try to do, I don't know. I've heard.
He can go. He can go into, like, a psychosis episode.
So. Yeah, it's, like, it's not even cute anymore. Like, Kanye,
I don't think he was taking his meds. Yeah, I don't think he was taking meds or anything.
Supposedly, he was taken to the hospital, and then, according to Tigera, he was, like, dirtbag riding right after.
Yeah, he went back to the ranch, and he was in a dirtbag, como si nada.
So he was riding dirty.
Yeah.
Toronto. We gotta record Tigera doing that.
I can use it as special effects for every single time. So
I'm pretty good at that. Excuse me, Shuddy. Yeah. You can find somebody.
Oh my goodness, I remember that. Get
off my lawn.
Like big button.
Big button, I cannot lie. Whoop! There it is. What the fellow with the booty?
Listen, I think you found your niche.
She's gonna be our sound guy.
Yo, I love to do voices
really well.
From now on, she's not gonna be a host. She's gonna be just sound effects.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, my turn. Take it up. What you think?
Oh my goodness.
All right, so the next guy I'm going to talk about, it's actually one of my favorite actors. So Keanu's now in the spotlight again.
I love him.
He's such a great human being, by the way.
I love him.
It's amazing.
Keanu Reeves, I love him.
What was that, Ms. Rocky?
Three times. How many times do you love him?
I love him.
I just said Keanu, I know it's... How do you pronounce it?
Did you say Keanu?
Keanu.
Dog food.
It's Keanu. It's Keanu.
Keanu,
right?
Reeves.
But
Keanu
Reeves. The ones that did Get Out, the producers, what's his name? That did Get Out, they did another movie called whatever, something Keanu with the cat.
Oh, the cat. I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah, that's
and
not...
They spelled it the same way, but they pronounced it differently.
Did it? I thought it said Keanu. I thought it was still Keanu. I thought when he screamed it in the movie, it was Keanu.
Is it? Oh,
I think it's Keanu. You might want to check that, because I remember them screaming Keanu when the cat was like in the air or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
What the hell does that with a cat?
He's an amazing person.
I don't know, but hey, that movie was kind of funny. So, but going back to Keanu Reeves, this man, I mean, other than just being an amazing human being and doing all kinds of like 50 million movies, they're about to do Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure again.
I don't know if I can watch it.
I don't know if I can watch it because they're old and like it's supposedly it's them married and all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I give him the benefit of the doubt. He has great movies and he has some that are just But you got
good movies.
As you know, he's Keanu Reeves. But apparently this October, he's actually going to be putting out comic books. So and he's actually teamed up with like this Hollywood action man who's like a New York Times bestseller. It's Matt Kent, I believe his name is. And they're producing a 12-book comic book series called, like, Berserker. And it's apparently, like, a violent demigod who's been, like, wandering the earth searching for answers about their existence and all kinds of stuff. So give it up to this man because, you know, Berserker is going to be coming out. And
Berserker.
It's spelled B-R-Z-R-K-R. So it's like Berserker. So there's no... There's no vowels in there.
It's just like Keanu.
Keanu.
I love him.
Yeah, he's like I said, he's an amazing person. I mean, I've seen interviews with the guy. I've seen him he's just down earth. He spends all this time with the people around him. Just anybody who approaches him, he stops, gives the autograph.
He's amazing. Like his life, if you hear what happened to him, how he lost his family and everything.
He lost everything. I mean, his life is literally like his life on, whatchamacallit, on John Wick. Like this brother's literally been going through the same thing he's going through John Wick. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's true.
So, he sits in subways. He like eats ice cream right there on the sidewalk with everybody. Like it's unbelievable that this man.
He's
ridiculous. They're like obnoxious and stubborn. He doesn't. He just like, hey, I'm one of you. So, it's kind of cool.
One day I'll meet you, Keanu Reeves.
One day he'll come on the show. You know, when we make it, well, you know, he'll be like 94, but
I'm throwing it in the universe. I'm throwing it out in the universe.
Maybe he's the one that's I was waiting for my Tela Tigra.
You never know, my friend.
But with that said, by the time that happens, you know, it'll be the same thing. And we say goodbye to another one. Regis Philbin passes away time. Natural causes. So at least somebody who didn't wave of COVID. But Regis was actually one of my favorite talk show hosts ever. Like I used to watch the Regis and Kathy Lee. And then, you know, I didn't watch it so much because Regis and Kelly, because I don't like Kelly. But he's actually like the epitome of what a talk show host should be like. And, you know, he passed away, I believe it was in his 80s.
Yeah, 88.
So, you know, condolences to the family. Yes. You know, he's basically an icon in the industry. I think everybody probably models his way of doing it. He's probably right up there with like Casey Kasem from radio when it comes to like
Casey Kasem.
You are Casey Kasem? Yeah.
This is Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Yesterday's top 40 is Casey Kasem. Yes. You're just like, oh my goodness, I was sitting here all Saturday and listened to all 40 of these songs. And you're just like, and then you got pissed off when number one wasn't the one that you wanted. You're just like, how the hell is that number one, Casey? And he started screaming, but you know, he didn't respond because he was on the radio. So,
yes.
Don't tarant on me. You're not allowed to tarant on me. So tomorrow, tomorrow we will actually be discussing the 80s. Wednesday we will actually have an interview with the, I believe it's the Miami tour. What is it? The Miami
Party Bus.
Miami Party Bus will be with us. And then on Thursday we're going to have a cute episode because we'll be talking about how your pets, you know, loving your pets, and you know, we'll have stories about pets. So that's going to be absolutely.
Hide your wife.
Maybe we'll have Asma as a featured guest. Barking.
She's got to call in and bark. Yeah, I mean that's we're gonna have pets call in live and say what they have to say. And then on Friday will be our very first live episode of a Zoom call in which everybody will see us live. They get to see our face. They get to see our expressions. And so that's going to be a blast. And on Sunday, we're going to be introducing our very first Sunday edition that'll be happening every Sunday called Rant. We did once before, I believe it was episode 6. We're going to be doing it every Sunday. That's going to be on politics and everything that everybody hates. We threw it all on one day. So we may not see anybody else except for me and Bohique, since we'll probably get into a lot of arguments on that one. But
that'll be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And we're going to be talking about some really, really tough topics that some people may or may not like to hear. But we need to talk about it.
We should have some family members call in.
We are not going to do that unless they decide to call in. But remember, at Latin Babbler, facts matter. Facts matter. You better come prepared because this show definitely comes prepared when it comes to those topics. So with that said, thank you once again for joining us. Have a great day. Have a great night. Latin Babbler out. Maite la tigera. Go ahead, Ms. Rocky.
We are out. See y'all tomorrow.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.